Hello, my name is Brian Owoszelski and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today we are joined by Alyssa Billingsley, Senior Director of Pharmacy Content with GoodRx. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So today we're going to be discussing the phenomenon of prescription drugs becoming over-the-counter products available to purchase at any pharmacy or grocery store in the U.S. More specifically, we'll be exploring the pharmacist's role in managing Rx to OTC switches and what they mean for the greater healthcare industry. So Alyssa, to start, can you provide us with some basic understanding of why a drug may be reserved as prescription only and why other products are deemed safe enough to place on retailer shelves?
Yeah, absolutely. So at a high level, medications tend to stay prescription only when they treat conditions that are hard for patients to self-diagnose. Maybe they require some ongoing monitoring or they carry higher risk if they're using correctly. So in those cases, having a clinician involved is really important just to make sure that the medication is being used safely and appropriately. On the flip side, medications that make it to the OTC shelf are usually meant for conditions that people can reasonably recognize and manage on their own, as long as the instructions are clear. So things like allergies, heartburn, maybe minor pain, just as a few examples. So they should also have a wide safety margin and a low potential for misuse. So for the FDA to allow a drug to switch to OTC, they really have to be confident that consumers can read and understand the label, they can follow the directions, and they know when to stop taking it or seek medical care. But even then, as we know, OTC doesn't mean risk-free, which is really why pharmacists play a critical role with these products, especially when it comes to questions around proper use. Interactions is a big one, cost, and just whether an OTC product is the best option.
Awesome, very well said. And we'll definitely dive into kind of the FDA's role and as well as pharmacists. So kind of starting with the FDA, can you explain what the FDA's Rx to OTC process looks like, as well as why or how this process really became a staple in the development of pharmaceutical products?
Yeah, so at its core, I would say the FDA's Rx to OTC switch process is really about determining whether a medication can be used safely and effectively without a prescriber. And I think a really important part of this process is the focus on consumer studies. So these typically start with label comprehension studies, which assess whether people can understand the drug facts label. So things like, should they use the product, how to take it, and when to stop taking it and seek medical care. And then there are self-selection studies, which really look at whether consumers can correctly apply that information to themselves to decide based on the label, is this product right for me? And then all of that is followed by actual use trials, which evaluate how people use the medication in the real world without supervision. So these trials can really help identify issues like misuse or dosing errors that may not have shown up earlier. So all of this is reviewed alongside safety and efficacy data. And this is often from, you know, prior randomized trials with the prescription product, maybe some new trials that were, you know, required, some post-marketing data, the proposed labeling for the OTC product, and some risk mitigation steps like package size limits, just to show the FDA that prescription status is no longer needed. And I would say that this process became a staple in pharmaceutical development because it really reflects how medications mature over time, right? So after years of real-world use, we have a clear picture of a drug safety profile, who can benefit, and where the risks are at. And under certain conditions, some drugs just may not need a prescriber involved for every single use. And that really just allows for expanded access without lowering the safety standards.
Awesome. I think it seems like there's a lot that goes into kind of this process because of those risks, those safety concerns. But when you talk about kind of the general patient, if they have a headache, you know, they're grabbing some Tylenol. But at the end of the day, these things are very necessary in this whole process. So I kind of wanted to discuss some of the more recent Rx to OTC switches, like the specific events that have occurred. So among some of the drugs that have moved from prescription only to OTC, including contraceptives, opioid reversing agents, and more, how do you think some of the FDA's recent switches have benefited patients across the country?
Yeah, so with some of the most recent switches, as you sort of referenced, I would say the biggest benefit we've seen is faster, more equitable access to care. So really allowing people to act quickly and independently without having to deal with appointments, prescriptions, and other delays that you would otherwise encounter in accessing these products. So we saw that clearly with Opill in 2025, which became the first daily oral contraception available over the counter. And so for the first time, people could start a reliable birth control pill immediately without seeing a provider. And we have some early data that suggests that Opill is reaching people who weren't using contraception before, as well as those relying on less effective methods like condoms. So this is especially important for underserved populations, including people who may not have insurance, maybe they live in rural areas, or they have just limited access to healthcare. And we've also seen this with opioid reversing agents like naloxone, which went OTC the same year as Opill. So moving naloxone OTC has made it readily available, normalized its use, really increasing the chances that it's on hand during an overdose, which can ultimately save lives.
Great. Awesome. So moving on to kind of the pharmacist role within these Rx to OTC switch programs, how have pharmacist roles evolved amid the history of Rx to OTC switches from, like you said, the Opills recently and even going back further, 10, 20 years?
Yeah, so I would say over the past decade or two, pharmacist roles have really evolved from primarily being dispensers of medications to really acting as clinical advisors and decision guides. So as more medications have moved OTC, pharmacists are often the first point of contact when people are trying to decide whether a product is right for them. So I would say in many ways, pharmacists have been absolutely critical in making these transitions work in practice, really helping people understand potential risks and interactions, managing side effects, and really just deciding, you know, when self-care is appropriate. So I think that Rx to OTC switches have only reinforced pharmacists' role as a trusted source of guidance, especially as people are given more choices and more responsibility for their own care.
Awesome. I think that's a perfect segue into kind of how pharmacies and pharmacists can really capitalize on this evolving kind of landscape with OTC drugs. So how may instances of drugs going to OTC impact the financial stability of community pharmacies that dispense these products?
Yeah, so I think that's a really important question because yes, Rx to OTC switches increases access to certain medications, but they can also have a mixed financial impact on community pharmacies. So on one hand, pharmacies may lose prescription volume and dispensing fees tied to insurance claims when a medication moves over the counter. And at the same time, OTC products often have higher front-end margins, and they can also just bring more people into the store, which can lead to additional purchases. But more importantly, they really create more opportunities for pharmacist engagement, really helping patients choose the right product, understand safety considerations, and compare over-the-counter and prescription options. And I would say that cost is often where these conversations can get somewhat tricky. So OTC doesn't always mean lower cost, and patients may be surprised when insurance no longer applies in certain cases. So I think pharmacists can play a key role in setting expectations early and helping patients really understand their options. So having access to price transparency tools such as GoodRx can really help support these discussions and reduce some of that last minute friction at the counter, which ultimately matters for long-term pharmacy sustainability.
I think this has been a great conversation, kind of talking about Rx to OTC switches, like how it's becoming a little bit more prominent, and obviously pharmacies and pharmacists are there to kind of guide patients through these. So basically, what do you think the future holds regarding these Rx to OTC switches, and what should community pharmacies be doing right now to really capitalize on these events?
Yeah, so this is a very timely question, I will say. As of May 2025, the FDA's ACNU rule, or additional conditions for non-prescription use, is now in effect, and it changes what's possible with Rx to OTC switches. So ACNU essentially creates an OTC but with extra conditions model. So drugs that were previously considered too complex for OTC use may now be able to switch with added safeguards beyond the traditional drug facts label. So things like digital questionnaires, web-based apps is another common one, and other screening tools. So that's really significant because classes like statins have tried to switch for decades, but were unsuccessful. And this was largely due to concerns around safe self-selection. So ACNU is really designed to help address that gap. And as of right now, medications like low-dose rosuvastatin and PDE5 inhibitors are actually going through the process. So looking ahead, if medications like statins or ED treatments move this way, community pharmacies will likely see more front-end traffic and, of course, more clinical questions. And I would say that the success of these types of switches, especially with statins for primary prevention, it will depend heavily on uptake and appropriate use, which I think, you know, really puts pharmacists in a key position to educate patients. But at the same time, I think it's important to recognize that this is still new territory. And so there are still some open questions around how standardized these tools will be and how they'll fit into existing workflows. So I think it's good for community pharmacies to be aware that this is coming in the relatively near future and to start thinking about education, workflow, and pharmacist involvement so they're ready as these switches happen.
I think that was a great way to kind of cap this off. Obviously, with all the recent events and things to look forward to, obviously, it's a very important topic for pharmacies and pharmacists to kind of keep in mind. So I really appreciate you taking the time today to kind of discuss the topic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much.